This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. presidential transition is in turmoil as U.S. President Donald Trump refuses to concede the race to projected presidential-elect Joe Biden. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Biden has started on plans to build out his administration, but he does not yet have access to federal agencies. The General Services Administration is holding off on formally starting the transition, saying the race's winner has not been ascertained and signaling it may not do so until the Electoral College meets next month or the president concedes, which he is not expected to formally do. In the meantime, he started a purge of those considered not sufficiently loyal, yesterday firing Pentagon Chief Mark Esper. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tributes are pouring in from both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and from around the world after the death of Saeb Erekat, the chief Palestinian negotiator who died on Tuesday. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
In interviews, Erekat often spoke about life and his family in Jericho as a way of explaining the impact of Israeli occupation to foreign viewers and to position himself as an ordinary Palestinian, as a loyal aide to Palestinian leaders, first Yasser Arafat and then Mahmoud Abbas. Erekat maintained his vision of a negotiated peace until his death, even as hopes for Palestinian statehood sank to new lows.
That is AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Ethiopia says peace talks are only possible with Tigray's local government if military hardware is destroyed, federal officials are released from custody, and leaders of the region are arrested. This comes hours after the African Union called for an immediate halt to the conflict. For more information, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A top Pakistani official tells VOA the Pfizer vaccine is not suitable for Pakistan or other developing countries because of the negative 80 degrees Celsius temperatures required to keep or transport the medicine. American pharmaceutical company Pfizer announced Monday that late-stage testing on its potential COVID-19 vaccine indicates it is more than 90% effective. U.S. health officials have approved emergency use of the first antibody drug to help the immune system fight COVID-19. It is similar to a treatment President Donald Trump received after contracting the virus last month. Meanwhile, Brazil has halted a vaccine trial. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Brazil has suspended a clinical trial of China's coronavirus vaccine, citing a severe adverse incident. The country's health regulator, Anvisa, said on Monday the event took place on October the 29th, but did not give any more details. While Sao Paulo's medical research center, Butantan, which is leading the trial, was surprised by the move. Its head said the decision was related to a death, but added that it was not connected to the vaccine. Trials of the vaccine are being carried out in Turkey and Indonesia. Neither country has reported problems, and thousands of people in China have already started receiving doses under the emergency use program.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reporting. At this hour, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a case Republican elected officials and the Trump administration are hoping will kill the Affordable Care Act. This is the Supreme Court's third major case over the 10-year-old law, popularly known as Obamacare. Republican attorneys general in 18 states and the Trump administration want the whole law to be struck down, which would threaten coverage for more than 23 million people. Hundreds of Russian peacekeepers are heading to Nagorno-Karabakh after Armenian and Azerbaijan agreed to a peace deal to end weeks of fierce fighting over the disputed region. The Moscow-brokered agreement came after a string of Azerbaijani victories in its fight to retake the ethnic Armenian enclave. The Vatican is denying a cover-up over a U.S. ex-cardinal accused of sexual abuse, admitting mistakes were made, but saying Theodore McCarrick's crimes had for years been nothing but rumors. The influential former Archbishop of Washington, who played a key role in raising funds for the Holy See from wealthy U.S. donors, was stripped of his cardinal's title in 2018 and his priest status in 2019. Jordanians are voting today in elections set to keep parliament in the hands of tribal and pro-government deputies. The elections coincide with public discontent as Jordan grapples with its worst economic crisis in many years. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.